Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Time management, a subject that is so popular. In today's video, I want to help you manage your time during the day. And before we start, what I want to ask you, and I want you to put in the comments below, when you sit down for work, how long are you generally focusing on your work for? Do you sit there for hours upon hours, or do you do an hour? Just put down the number of hours that you will sit there and do work. I'd love to see the comments. I'd love to get a better understanding how you operate. But in this video, I'm going to share with you the number one strategy that's helped me get more done in a day, that's helped me feel better in myself, that's helped me get more done in a shorter period of time. It was very interesting recently. I was reading a book. It was actually The Power of One More by Ed Milet. And as I was reading the book, one of the strategies or systems he talked about was how he did more in a week. Or he does 3 times the amount in 1 week than anybody would do in a week. So essentially, his week is not 7 days, it's 21 days. And his concept around this was, if you sit down and you try and work for a day and you don't get very much done, and it's a whole day, and you break up that day into 3 3-hour blocks. And in those 3 3-hour blocks, you focus so hard. And I'm going to talk to you about what I do. But the idea behind this was, if you get 3 times the amount done in a day that most people get done in a day, then essentially you're doing 3 days in one. So instead of doing a 7-day week, you can do a 21-day week. So the concept was a bit mind-blowing. It makes sense that if I'm doing 3 times the amount of work that most people do in a week, then I'm accomplishing 21 days worth of work in 1 week. So with that thought in mind, how do I structure my day to be more efficient and get more done? I have been where you are. Trust me when I tell you this. I've been the guy that would sit at my desk and just stare at the screen and hope that ideas would come to me. One of the things that changed for me was urgency and necessity. You see, I'm going to talk to you about how I structure my day, but it would be wrong of me to not talk about a couple of the subjects that I'm most passionate about, which is values and vision planning. You see, I haven't got time. I've got time to waste. I got a life to build. I got a business to build. I've got people to help. I've got videos to record. I've got a team to train. I've got a team that rely on me. I've got time. So there is urgency. Before I even get into my time management tip, I could say to you, oh, this is exactly what I do in a day. But if you don't see any value in what I'm going to get you to do, if you don't see value in growing a bigger business, helping more people, helping your clients, getting results, there is never, ever, ever, ever going to be any urgency, ever. But when I sit down and do what I do from a time management perspective, it gets done. But when I was younger, at school especially, I'd sit there in the evening and I got university work to do. And bearing in mind, by the way, I didn't get a degree. I tried to do university twice. So I haven't got a degree. That doesn't matter. It's not affected anything in my whole career. And I'd sit down, I'd just stare at the screen and nothing would happen. And then I got into the fitness industry and I was happy. I was inspired. I was energized. But there was a big gap between where I wanted to be and where I was now. And that gap was only going to get closed with knowledge. And that gap was only going to get closed with results. And I went, dude, you're on catch up. So for 10 years of my career, I was on catch up. I was insistent in getting ahead with my knowledge. I was insistent about being better than anybody else. I was insistent about getting results better than anybody else. Not that I was competing and said, no, that's not good as good as theirs. It must be better. I was just insistent in getting better myself. So this insistency, this intensity was because it mattered to me. I'm just going to challenge you right now before I get into how I do what I do and how I want to help you do what you do. If it doesn't matter, it won't get done. It doesn't matter whether I tell you the most amazing time management strategies. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, You want access to resources. You want more free trainings and live weekly webinars. Then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. If I told you right now that your child or your best friend was going to die in a day, they were no longer going to be here, and all you had to do was read a particular book and they'd be saved. You'd sit down, you'd read it from start to finish. You don't have a problem with learning. It's just what you're doing doesn't matter. If there was a burning building and there was something you had to learn and do very, very quickly to be able to save somebody, you'd do it. You don't have a problem with doing things that matter. Time management isn't a secret. Journaling, writing everything down, they're all the tactics. But the time management strategy that gets things done is needing to get it done. Have to. So now when I wake up in the morning, woof, I'm up. I'm energized. I've got a goal. I've got things to do. Boom, ba 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 bum, right? That's number one that I do. I have to get things done. However, the thing that becomes unfulfilling and causes a degree of procrastination is lack of planning. You have to plan. You have to strategize. So I have my notepad here and I write everything down. Even I have written down all of the YouTube videos and podcasts we're creating today. All of the ad scripts that we have to do, they're all written down. They're ready to go. There's planning. And then we have a plan. We started at 12, a little bit later. And then we have a block plan to get it all done. And it'll get done. So what do I do on a day-to-day basis? Well, I have a block from 7 till 10 when we go to the gym. And in that block, I first and foremost know, and this is key for you. If you get up at 7, I get up at 7, I eat breakfast till 20 past 7, I have a coffee, and then I get stuck to work. Okay. If I sit down to work and go, what do I need to do? Then I've already lost the game. I have a short block. I forget the rest of the day, 3 to 4 hour block, 3 to 4 hour block, 3 to 4 hour block. But I forget the rest of the day. It doesn't even matter to me. I've got one game to win. The first block of work. If your first block of work is 3 hours, 2 hours, to be honest, if you're a PT and you get up at 5 and you do an hour's worth of block work and go to the gym at 6, I used to get up at 5, go down to the gym for 6:15. I'd do an hour, 5 till 6. Because I didn't have any other time during the day, you will more than likely say, well, I have a busy day. I had a busy day. I just got work done earlier or later and stayed up later at night. But I do things in blocks. So before I go to bed, the first thing I do on my piece of paper is I'll write down, just even if it's the two things I have to get done. I don't write a huge journal. I might just say, plan YouTubes. I might just say, I mean, I'll give you an example. Today, we were filming at 12. So when I get up at 7 a.m. in the morning, I have my coffee, I have my breakfast. I sit down and I'll plan the YouTubes. Now, I need 5 YouTubes. I need to sit. Where's my references? What have I got to do? How am I going to do my research? Boom, 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 boom. And that's my task. And then when Michael arrives, I feel very, very fulfilled that I've done what I need to do to get the task done. And then we finish. We celebrate. Great. X amount of weeks worth of videos already shot, done, ready to be edited. It's a task. It's a block. It gets done. What about you? Okay, tomorrow morning when I get up between 7 and 9, I've got 2 hours. Now, the problem for so many of you is you set unrealistic tasks to do in that time frame. So you'll say, I want to do this. I want to do this, this, this. Depending on how quickly you work, depending on how long the task is it realistic to actually put that thing down? More than likely not. And if it's not realistic, then guess what's going to happen when you don't fulfill it? You will feel pissed off. It's an unrealistic goal. So in the 2 hour, 3 hour block, whatever I've got, I set down what I'm going to do. First and foremost, ask myself, is it realistic? Now, what's good about this is if after 2 hours, after an hour and a half, I've actually got loads of it done and I can add another task in, wow, that's a huge degree of fulfillment because I can add something else in from later on in the day. So it's realistic, the plan. It's written down the night before. And then when I sit down, it's a sprint. And then there's a celebration. Now, if I'm doing a block of work from 7 to 9 or 10, later on in the afternoon, I come back and let's say I work from 1 till 3, maybe on calls, or 1 till 4 on calls. And then 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock, I have another 2 hour block, which is work. Before I even get to that block, after the morning session, I've written down what have I got to get done in the afternoon. Now, if I look at that across a macro of a week, imagine what happens. Those intense blocks, 2 to 3 hours at a time, 2 to 3 hours at a time, and then calls in the middle. I could get done during that day what most people wouldn't get done in 3 to 4 days. But because I plan, I strategize, I systemize, I have it all written down, and I can literally go straight in and say, right, Mark, here's the plan, let's go. rather than, what am I going to do? Procrastinate, get overwhelmed, start looking at my phone, start doing other stuff. And then by the time your 2 hours is up, you've done very, very little. And guess what? You're behind. Guess what happens when you feel behind? You feel overwhelmed. When you get overwhelmed, you start thinking you're not moving forward, and then your confidence starts to dip. Look, all of this is feedback to you that you're just not being disciplined, structured, and organized. Remember, time management takes preparation. Time management, you need to be inspired by what you're doing. Time management, you have to have a vision. If you have all those things and bring it together, you'll be absolutely blown away with how much you can get done. Now, if you found this video helpful, please make sure you click like and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, head over to my Instagram, share the podcast, drop me a message. And remember that if you want more resources, more free trainings, you want to join me on live webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description inside YouTube or in the link in my bio on Instagram and join the Impact and Integrity Facebook community. For now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.